Saturday the 12th of March, 6 a.m. along here at the car boot, first car boot of 2016. And I had expected to see Billy and the other guys, a couple of other guys that are normally here well before me arriving here, book 26. Ah, I just see Billy now. Billy's just arrived. He has no car. He keeps his stock down here in a container. And he gets dropped off. A friend of his is very good. Drops him off 3 days a week. Wednesday, Friday and Saturday. Yeah, he's got a lot of mates. But don't see Colin yet. Although Colin may be across at the McDonald's getting his coffee. So Billy's just got his stuff unloaded out of the car, putting it into his stock room. But it's fine and dry this morning. It's very mild. Prophet Birdsong. Capturing the town sounds as it wakens up Saturday morning. I don't know how long I'll get before Billy drifts up here. He'll have spotted the car. But he'll come up for a blether, usually. Strange, in a way, being back here. It seems ages since we were here. Of course it has been, actually. I mean, it's probably been about 5 months, at least 5 months. And there's Big Andy. I expected it to be wee Pelly this morning. Big Andy is one of the Tobies for the market stroke car boots for the company. The Toby just means, in this case, the controller, if you like, the organizer, there to arrange the market traders and the car booters and to police what's going on and to collect the monies and keep the place tidy. Saturday morning is normally Pelly, but it's Big Andy. Now Big Andy's dragging the buckets up, so, oh no, he cheats, I remember, because he's got a van, so what he does is he puts them in the back of the van and drives around the market area and drops the buckets off. Wee Pelly, he just hasn't got a car, so he just has to drag them everywhere. So, sights and sounds off market car boot awakening. I need to go and see Andy now and just check in again, since it's been a while since we've been here. Check in that we're okay in our spot. And if we're okay, I can get the tables out while it's dry. He's good. Doesn't rain. Anyway. Billy's putting his boards out in the stall. And Andy is about to drop the buckets off. So I'm going to be shouting him and ask if we're okay. Just double check with him. Yeah, we're fine. He just, I gave him a signal and I got the thumbs up for okay. The thing about the Tobies are, and we've met so many Tobies over the years in different places. They get very authoritarian. Apparently we call a little Hitler, there's a lot of them about. Here comes the jackdaws from the massive rookery. If you haven't heard me speak about this before, there is a massive, massive rookery way over the back of the Morrison stores. It's a big bit of flat wasteland. And they roost. There's trees in there, so they gather on the ground every night, every evening. And there's hundreds, hundreds of them. And I guess then they fly up into the trees for overnight roosting. And then they head off in big batches in the morning. It's great to see and hear them again. That's only one batch. I was saying about the Tobies. The Tobies, they do get authoritarian. Power goes to their head, and really all they are is just... I don't want to use the word skivvy, because that's not fair. But some of them just cope with things and get on with it, and others have to make big issues out of simple little things, just to enforce or let people know their authority. But there, yeah, you've got to live with that. Met some real nasty people over the years. But anyway, I am going to hang up now. I'm going to jump back in the car, get my gloves on, I've got my gloves back on. Unfortunately, it's not too cold. Here comes Billy. So, I'll go now, hang up, speak again soon, when hopefully there's a buzz and a buzz about. Cheerio, bye.